Hi, this is Dr. Isatulla dictating for patient Devon Stouter Meyer, STOUTERMIREDEVIN, ID 207916, date of birth 10/6/97, date of eval 25/13, identifying data. Patient is a 15-year-old African American male. Chief complaints: patient is here for psychiatric evaluation, annual psychiatric evaluation. History of present illness: patient is a 15-year-old African American male diagnosed with bipolar disorder, NOS, ADHD, OTD, Asperger syndrome, OCD. Was brought in by his mother for psychiatric evaluation. Mom reports they had a rough couple weeks in December around Christmas time. He was sad, having crying spells, and even school could see the same problems. He was getting frustrated, irritable even with the schoolwork. But now since the new year he's doing better. Mood-wise, he denied sadness, anger, aggression, denied suicidal, homicidal thoughts. But in one of his poems in school, he said he would want to go somewhere so people can find him. But his therapist talked to him after that and is working with him. Denied auditory visual hallucinations. It's pretty independent with his ADS. Eating is better. Sleeping well. He likes to play. He likes to be in Yu-Gi-Oh club. Watch TV. We play video games. Is also in robotics. Does chores like washing dishes, cleaning the cat litter box, cleaning his room. Mom said his self-esteem is not good. He's always talking negative about himself, and hopelessness is there. Even though his grades have improved from C to B's. Denied mood swings, aggressive episodes or anger. He continues to showers many times, but now is down to 2 times a day, brushing his hair repeatedly. It's still better from last time, making his bed many times, so that is perfect. Things that have improved from last year's grades have improved. Mood is still the same, having more sad episode. Eating is better. OCD symptoms are better. He is still nervous, anxious, worries a lot. Still has some of the ADHD symptoms, like focusing problems, doesn't seem to listen, difficulty in following through instructions, fidgety, easily distracted. His speech is getting better, social skills are a little better, but still not where it should be for mom. Still doesn't express his emotions, still likes to stick to routines, is preoccupied with writing and drawing cartoons. Does psychiatric history, denied any inpatient psych hospitalization, family history, patient is living with his biological mom and stepdad. His stepfather hasn't been in his life for 3 years. Biological father not involved, parents were married when they were young, like 18. Yes, father, biological father has bipolar, schizophrenia, or maybe schizoaffective disorder, had been on drugs, still on drugs and alcohol, in and out of jail and hospital. He has domestic violence in the past. Paternal grandfather has bipolar. Paternal grandmother has been on drugs. Maternal grandfather has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, MR, alcohol problem. Mom had been recently diagnosed with bipolar panic disorder. Maternal grandmother has alcohol and anxiety. Maternal uncle has Down syndrome. Maternal aunt has depression, probably. Biological father had not seen him since last 7 to 8 years. One of the mom's cousin has autism and one has MR. Medical history, no drug allergies. Patient has asthma, pulmonary stenosis, which he outgrew. History of neonatal jaundice. He had history of seizure versus benign rolandic seizure during sleep. He sees neurologist on that. birth history. He was premature and induced labor in mom because mom had toxemia of pregnancy. Current meds, Depakote 250 mg in the morning, 500 at bedtime, Seroquel 500 mg, which is albuterol for asthma. Alcohol slash cigarettes slash drugs slash caffeine, denied any of that, but occasionally drinks coffee. Mental status examination, alert oriented, well developed, large, African American male, appropriately dressed, well groomed, good eye contact, cooperative, pleasant, well groomed, appropriately dressed, euthymic mood and affect, denied suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denied auditory visual hallucinations. Goes to King's High School special ed and regular classes. On his IEP, is functioning like 11-year-old for mom. Fair impulse control and judgment. Tardive dyskinesia examination within normal limit in strength score 0. Educational slash employment history. Patient is still... patient is in school. Diagnosis axis on bipolar disorder and ADHD, Asperger's syndrome, OCD. two deferred axis, 3 asthma, history of pulmonary stenosis, history of neonatal jaundice and asthma. Axis 4, no involvement of biological fathers. Axis IGF is 55, plan discussed with mom. His diagnosis and options are treatment, continued Astrazeneca, 10 mg POQM for depression, anxiety, and OCD symptoms. Recent benefits of meds explained in detail, mom voice understanding, signed consent form for all meds, Seroquel XR 50 mg, which is Depakote to 50 mg, 1 in the morning, 2 at bedtime, Depakote level order, labs order, Instant score 0, follow up in 1 month. Work with therapists on other behaviors. Vitals, blood pressure 114 over 56, pulse 79 per minute, weight 151 pounds, waist size 31 inches, height 5 feet, 10 and a half inch. Thanks.